You're paying 135, but this property needs 15, 20 grand in work. Aren't you worried?
No, because one, we'll be getting a really long term, and two, more importantly, it's going to cash flow really well.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm Nicole Kamanjian. I'm here with Cody Richard and the host of this show, Jeff Rappaport. This is episode 266, and today we're doing part four of how to write multiple offers. Before we get started, I wanted to mention some of our resources. If you're looking for a mentor, visit roimentors.com to learn more about Jeff's apprentice program and the Creative Financing Academy. For networking and questions, make sure you join the Creative Financing Podcast community on Facebook. The second Thursday of every month, don't miss Jeff's free creative finance class on Zoom. If you're local to the Salt Lake area, we host an in-person meetup at Club 90 in Sandy, Utah. Details in the description below.
Thank you, Nicole. All right, here we are, part four of how to write multiple offers. First episode, we went through some review on how to kind of give us an idea of where we want to go with some of these offers. Second one, we focused on our cash offer, $78,300, and a short-term finance deal, more like $85,500. You can see all the rest of the terms here. And then the last episode.
Can you share your screen again there?
Oh, man.
It's good. It's like a tradition.
I'm going through, like, pointing to everything, and you can't see anything. So here's our cash offer, $78,300. Here's our short-term finance offer, $85,500. Here are all the rest of the terms. And then last episode, we upped it, right? So we're at 85.5, we're at 78.3, now we're at 125. A significant difference. Owner finance, a little longer term, 4% over 30 years amortization, 549 a month. We went and we broke out some of the expenses. We wanted to see what the NOI and the cash flow would be. $420 a month cash flow. Our cash on cash was a little over 12%. Second year, it jumps up to, I think if I remember right, 21%. So, hey, we've got three solid offers. What do you guys think? One more?
One more.
I think at least one more. All right. So what's this one going to be about?
The longest term that we can get.
The longest term. Okay. I would agree with that. Okay. So what, where do we start? What do we do?
Yeah, I can kick off the purchase price.
Yeah.
So I would go even a little bit higher, reward her for being willing to stay longer. I'd go up to the 135, not a crazy difference.
Yep. I mean,
137 would work, 138, doesn't matter to me too much. 135, I think, is fine.
I don't think she would have any complaint about that price.
Yeah, I think that's a great place to go. Okay. Nicole, you want to go for the down payment?
So can I ask you a question really before and think about the down payment for a second, Nicole?
Okay.
But Cody, you're paying 135, but this property needs 15, 20 grand in work. Aren't you worried?
No, because one, we'll be getting a really long term. And two, more importantly, it's going to cash flow really well. So while I'm holding on to it for a long period of time, it's cash flowing and the payment's not going to be too significant. Where it's something I'd be worried about.
So this is going to be, as if I remember in the first episode when we went through some review, we talked about the different variables that we can tweak, that we can change, that purchase price may be the least important based on what we're trying to do. This would be one of those cases. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah, exactly. Technically, perfect. We are overpaying for this property based on the condition, based on everything else.
But you're going to ask for a longer term. You're going to get a good enough cash flow that the price isn't going to matter as much, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. That's what I wanted to make clear. Okay. So, Nicole, what do we do? Let's give her 100 grand down. What do you think?
Are we doing subordination?
No. I don't think so.
That's too much. What about 15?
15. I want to know what Cody thinks about that.
I think it would be fine. I am leaning towards going lower. I don't know how likely she would be to accept it, but if I had the conversation or motivation was, hey, I'm a tired landlord, I want to get out. Well, I'm someone basically coming to give you a security deposit plus a little more, and then you'll get monthly payments coming in. It's not too different than it is now, but you don't have to do anything.
Could be is that, hey, I got to put money into the property rather than money up front, right? So I think, Nicole, your down payment could work for sure. Mm-hmm. Cody, what would your down payment be?
I think I'd come in at 5.
5. Okay. See, now I'm thinking if it were 5, Nicole would be saying, I think now I might want to buy this property. Yes, and, right?
So, I don't care where it is.
just checking. Okay. So, and I could go with either one. I see the benefit of both. Okay. So, maybe let's go with this route first, and then we'll see if we have time and we'll kind of look at where Nicole was going to go with it. Okay. So, what would you do next, Cody?
Yeah. So, I would try to figure out. Now we're financing $130,000, that present value. So yep. I try to figure out an interest rate. And looking at it now, I think I'm going to try to make the payment just about the same as what we have on the other one.
Okay.
I don't want to make it too big of a factor. Yep. The first thing I tested was 2.75%.
Okay.
And that put us at 530, which is pretty similar.
30
but
year?
I decided 30-year amortization, yeah.
Okay.
But I actually decided to change it
to
3%, which put us at 548. So pretty much the exact same payment.
Okay.
So 548 is our payment with that 3% interest.
548 and then 549. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. About as close as you can get.
Yep. How for
and
how
then
long?
For the term, I would go 15 year. I think that'd be a good amount of time to have.
What would the balloon
be? And then balloon would be 79.364.
Okay. So let's think about this for a second. So I already know your cash on cash return is going to be better, right? Because smaller down payment than the other one. The cash flow is identical, right? It's $1 off. And we now have 15 years to deal with this property at a really good rate. It generates quite a bit of money for the seller. Can we figure out what the seller will net?
Yeah, I'll do it for option one if you do option two.
You got it. Okay. So I am going to take $548 times 180 months plus the balloon payment plus the down payment equals $183,004.
And then I got $155,084.
Net.
So not a crazy difference
net
amongst another
how much
155 and $84.
Yeah, so for her to stay in it for 8 more years, she will make $28,000, which is $3,000 ish a year. Not a tremendous difference.
Enough.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's such a low purchase price, low
it
value
is.
Property.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking at a $10,000 difference between prices, $5,000 difference in down payment. Here's where I think we could do some different stuff is with the interest rate, because you're offering 4% on this one that is netting really too much, and 3% on this one, which is not netting enough. So,
Yep, I think we're on the same thought path here.
Okay, so let's talk about Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
I am putting you on the spot right now. Okay,
yes.
You said that you would do $15,000 down payment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you would structure the rest. What would you do?
Well, I would have started at the 3% interest as well.
So
yeah.
We're financing 120 at 3% for 30 years.
Yeah.
So 3%, 30 would be a payment of 505 for how long?
For the 15 years.
You would
or I guess we can. Years? I guess we. Yeah, but if we wanted it different from Cody's, could
no,
we do?
No, I'm just trying to figure out. What would you do? This is your longer term offer. It does not have to be like Cody's.
Yeah, I was thinking 15.
This is like Nicole's option too.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I'm good with the 15 years.
You are. Okay, 180. The balloon would be
73,261.
Okay, what's going to be the problem with this?
It's not enough.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So
505 times 180 plus 73,261 plus 15. 179. So it went down, and that's because your payment's lower. Mm-hmm. So do you see why, one, I want the seller to see this, right? Mm-hmm. There's a reason why. But could we get one of these options still accepted with making this offer? We could. It could still happen. Is it enough? It wouldn't be enough for me. It might not be enough for both of you, but it could be. If I wanted a longer term, could I figure out a way to get to net the seller more money? How could we do that? If we were just trying to figure out how do we net the seller more money? Could we raise the price?
Go ahead, Nicole.
You could raise the price or change the interest or make the term a little longer.
We could make the term longer, but might not necessarily translate into more money per year of waiting, right? So,
in my mind, I was thinking of a 138 purchase price.
Okay,
but I don't know that makes that much of a difference.
Makes a $3,000 difference, basically. So now you're almost up to Cody.
Yeah. And I think I look at when I'm putting an offer together, it's like you're telling a whole story between the four or however many offers you tell. Mm-hmm. So that option one that I have is definitely going to have to change if we're trying to make it more different enough from option two.
So maybe we could go back and change option one based on coming up with option two. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we know we don't want to go too much higher with the payment as it is right now.
We know we like where the payment is, right? So we really don't want to go higher on the payment, which means that, hey, with both of these, you know, this is 3% amortized. I mean, if we go up, the payment's going up. That's not necessarily where we're trying to go. This might be plenty to net over the course of 15 years. It might be. It's another almost 50 grand. And 135 was never what she was asking for the property. It was what she thought it was worth. So based on that, we figured this out. And let's say that the goal, you going into it, would be, I'd rather have her accept my longer term. Does that ever happen, by the way?
Yeah. I usually have a favorite or
would you one be okay? Leaning towards. So if you were making these offers, Cody, would you leave these or would you modify it?
I would modify option one.
How would you modify it?
I'd probably make it more favorable for me. I would go to the interest rate. You could drop the purchase price by 5,000. Actually, I would do that. I would drop the purchase price to 120, give it a little bit more spread. And then I would down that interest rate to 3.5, or let's go 3.25, just to see where it lands us.
Okay.
Amortize over 30 years. That would put us at 478.
Payment?
So another $70. Yep, the payment of 478.
Well, now I might want this one.
Yeah.
Right? What would be the balloon?
So the balloon would be 92,970.
Okay. 92, how much? 970.
970.
Okay. Well, those work for me.
Let's figure out the net.
Yeah, what is it going to be net-wise?
Almost done here with it. Okay. It's 143, 122.
So now there's almost a $40,000 difference over the course of 7 years. And I like that better, personally. I think there's a better spread. And I would be totally fine with her taking option one. I might even prefer option one or option two. Option two would be, yeah, the only thing that I still would consider, and I wouldn't really consider it if I'm wholesaling it, because it's not that big of a deal. But if I was buying it, right? If I like option two, because more than likely I would put 15 grand into this 15-20 grand into it. And with great terms like this, I'm leaving my 15-20 grand in it, and I'm going to leave whatever down payment I'm offering in it too, long term. Now, I'm making a really, really good rate of return on that after the first year, right? Actually, even the first year, because I'm not paying any wholesale fee. So, yeah, we've got 25 grand, right? And we're making, what was the cash flow? Cash flow was 420. Yeah. So
about 5,000 for the year.
Yeah. 5,000 divided by the 25. We're at 20% cash on cash. I can live with that. To me, that if I was going to buy and hold, I don't know. I kind of like them both. Obviously,
it's a good position to be.
Yeah, right. This one's got a lower payment, so better cash flow, and this one's kind of pushing our limit. But hey, we've got a much longer term. Could we deal with a little higher down payment on either? Maybe. There's certainly a difference between our third option and our fourth option, right? Just for fun. Could there be a fifth option? I mean, I wouldn't make a fifth option, but could there be?
Yeah.
Maybe I would do away with, maybe I don't want to make a cash offer. Maybe I don't need the short-term finance offer. What if I put together a subordination offer? Maybe our down payments are too low and the seller needs more money than that. Could we figure out a way to make something happen here? It's free and clear property. So maybe offer down payment, which we're
140 is the purchase price.
Yeah, we're going crazy. We're offering 25,000 down payment that we can borrow in first position, and the seller's equity, 115, will be secured in second position, with maybe terms of, if I could go borrow $25,000 from a private investor at, say, 8%, I'm going to pay, let's say, $166 a month. I don't want my payment to be more than $548. So let's say I have about $375 to $400 a month cash flow to work with. So on this one, how about I'll just pay payments of $400 principal only. And now really the question is how many months do I need it to pay down for to get me in a better position? Because this money's borrowed, right? It's not coming off. This has nothing to do with principal pay down. The only principal pay down we're getting is $400 a month. So $4,800 a year times, we wanted to pay down like at least 30 grand. Sorry, we needed more than that, right? We needed to pay down by like 45,000.
45?
Yeah.
So I think the goal here is to be at a point where that down payment plus whatever that balloon payment is on the seller's equity is 80% or less LTV, right?
Yes. That's what we're looking right at. So if I just take let's say 45,000, because I'm just taking 45 from 140, that'll leave me with a balance of like 95, right? You had a balloon here of 93 almost, a much lower balloon. And then the balloon on the first option was a little higher, and we were still okay with that. So let's say we want to be in that 95-ish range. So we take 45,000 and we divide it by $400. That's what we can afford to pay. That equals 112.5. So why don't we make the term 112 months?
So right about 10 years, just under 10?
A little less, right? Like 9.5. Is that right? 108. Yeah.
9 and 4 months or something.
Yeah. Right. 9 and 4 months. But really, we're only offering this is if she can't take the down payments, right? That she needs more money. And we don't want to go much more because we don't have much money to much wiggle room, right? I'm already $20-something, I think, more than I wanted to pay. I'm letting it cut into the cash flow just slightly But that's because I have no money down, right? So my cash on cash return will be even a little bit better, more than likely. So this is how, you know, I have different prices, and they don't necessarily even have to be that different. But we have different terms, that there's a reason to look at this 15-year term as opposed to this 7-year term, as opposed to this 1-year term, right? There is a big difference between some of the purchase prices that we're doing that compared to the cash, right? Now, I mean, there's almost $60,000 difference. And if she takes the cash, are we going to be terribly disappointed to buy it that cheap? Yeah, we'll figure it out. So that is how you write multiple offers. And I think what we'll do is when we will continue this series, we'll do another one. We may not be able to write 4 or 5 offers. We may only be able to write 2 or 3, but we'll do one with debt, where that there's some underlying debt, maybe some equity, and how can we structure, because it'll be different. Free and clear is always easy. When I say easy to structure, because we can structure anything. With debt, now we got to deal with the underlying debt, and that may change things quite a bit. So what do you guys think? Was this helpful?
Yeah, it was helpful to hear your guys' like thought process of certain numbers, purchase price, and all that.
Well, I think that you know, Cody said like the key thing is that at some point you just pick a number, and then you see how it works out, and then he does exactly what I would do, which is, all right, I'm going to create one offer. All right, I on the surface it was all right, right? I wasn't terribly unhappy with it, but when I compared it to the second offer, we noticed that there wasn't enough spread in it. So and Cody looked at the second offer and's like, hey, I don't want to offer more. I'm not going to offer any more interest. So maybe I got to go make that first offer not quite as enticing. And that's exactly what I would do, is go back and forth now that I have something to compare it to and figure out where I need to be. And I kind of like these offers. I wrote offers on this property, and my down payment's more than, I think I have one at 10. I certainly don't have one at 5. I wish I did. Maybe I'll change it. So, but I like how you went back and forth to figure out how to do that. And very similar in terms of what I would do. So, Nicole, so I let you off the hook. And I know that I'd really put you on the hook, because I told you right before we went on that I'm going to do this to you. Yeah.
Like always. Yeah. These are always spontaneous.
Yeah. But hey, the next time I want your input more. And if we have to sit in silence for 15 minutes, then so be it.
Great.
All right. So be ready. Any last words?
One thing I will throw in is, you'll see a lot of the questions that we had during this could have been solved if we screened the seller better up front. Yep. As Jeff said in episode 1, knowing their wants and needs is so important, and it takes so much of the guesswork out of this. Yep. If we have a good enough conversation with the seller, understand their wants and needs, we write one offer and we know they want it.
Yeah.
Or if we can't make it happen, we write a little below where they want it. So
yeah,
knowing those wants and needs is super important.
Could not have said that better. That one, the general stuff, like what do you pay for? What does that run? Then the more in-depth stuff. Okay, so typically when we put together these kinds of offers, we put, hey, we just put together a deal just like this with another owner, and she wanted 15 years. Is 15 years long enough, or is 15 years short enough for you, or do you need more? Something to that effect, to gauge where the seller would be in terms of down payment, monthly payment. Another great question would be is, so when was the last time both units were rented for $1,500? What did you actually net when you were renting it for $1,500? You know, she didn't have any debt service, but you know, what were all the expenses that she was paying? My guess is that, you know, they're $500 plus, and if she was managing it herself, It's still 500 plus. If she wasn't managing it, it's probably another almost $700. So gauging where that is, because if we can replace what she was making, then we have a really good chance of making this happen. But we have no idea what she was netting.
Plus, knowing if she has siblings that are involved, like what?
Yeah, I don't. She's been clear. She's the decision maker, and I'm not really worried about that at this point. But yes, if she said I owned it with my two sisters or whatever, then anytime that happens, that now when we're trying to deal with creative finance, that not everyone always wants the installment plan, right? But there's always one that's like, I got to get some money. I got to get paid out. So maybe we could structure where we pay out some of the money to one of them and structure terms for the other two, but that's getting a little complicated. So awesome. I think the series was good. I hope that, we'll continue. We'll do another example, and hopefully by the time that we're done, people will have at least a lot better idea of what they're trying to accomplish, what the goals are. So you guys are awesome. Go out and create some terms.